FM.
Cast your mind back, fellas, to when you might have been dating. There used to be rules like you had to wait till like Wednesday to text if you had a Saturday night date. Yep. Did you play by any of those rules?
I think I did. Although also if I'm also not particularly disciplined. So if I really liked someone, I would just call the next day.
Mm. I think that's cute.
I told
you about
that.
How many times you call the next day. Yes.
I've told you that story. Yes. There's one time.
I would keep calling until they answer the phone.
I met a girl at Joplin's. She was a police officer. So bad looking back, but I thought it would be funny. And I was in the Black Thunder, so I met her at Joplin's. And then the next day, I pulled over at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre and I thought, I'll call her. So I called her and it went to message bank. And I thought, I know what will be funny. When she picks up her phone, I'll make it so she's got exactly 100 missed calls from me. So I got out a bit of paper and a pen and I tallied 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 100. Never heard from her.
Oh, that is.
But looking back, why'd I do that?
If she is listening and is out of therapy, 13 10 60, we would love to hear from you.
And she was a cop. I'm surprised she didn't get like an AVO out against
you. The thing is, she'd have to remember it too. Because
you wouldn't forget that.
You don't forget that.
No, she's told that story 1,000 times.
That's
trust
her go-to dinner party story. Yeah. Well, Alex Perez, he calls himself the toxic dating coach. And he has a whole list of tips he's released ahead of Valentine's Day about how to make for the ladies a man obsessed with you. And I don't like it. I don't really like it because I don't think you should play games because it messes with people's heads. So one of his theories is the hot and cold theory. The most addictive relationships have a lot of highs and lows, hot and cold. Use the hot and cold method to sow confusion and to show weakness. It makes men feel weak around you. So it basically means like you're all up in their grill for a couple of days and then you might just be like, meh, nah, nah.
Would you like if you met a bloke and he called you the next morning?
I would like it. It's all very hypothetical. Been off the market for a long time now. Sorry, fellas.
Yeah, I can hear the hearts breaking around town.
Yeah.
But if it was a really nice date, what's wrong with getting home and having a little text? I had a great night tonight.
I don't mind that. Had a great night.
What about just, is a bit of dating advice, just be normal.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a good one.
Yeah.
See if that works for you.
Time for Valentine's
Sort of after, well, just to think back to when I was single, after most dates, could really do the theory, you know, where you sort of text them and say you had a great night. Tonight, thanks for the date. Because they were always there.
Shut up. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.